Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life eternal. I trust you've partaken of him, that you've put your faith and trust in him, that you've received him as your Savior, that you've done the admonition of Peter who said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. He is, beloved. It's wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior, to know the forgiveness of sin that he offers. Remember, our text over in John 15:22, Jesus said, If I had not come. And that's what we're considering and thinking about here at this time of the year as we're considering the Christmas season. How different things would have been if Jesus had not come that first time to be born of the Virgin Mary in that stable in Bethlehem. How different this world would be even today. We've already discussed how that Jesus is the only way to God the Father, that Jesus is the revelation of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in physical form. And then in our last broadcast, we talked about those things, and now I would like for us to consider how that if Jesus had not come, there would be no peace with God for man. You see, beloved, mankind is born dead spiritually in trespasses and in sin. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, You hath he quickened. Paul writing to believers at the church at Ephesus, he said, You hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Now, what part of us is it that's dead? It's in our spirit that we're born dead. Yes, we have physical life, but spiritually we're dead in trespasses and in sin, separated from God. Every individual is spiritually dead. That's why all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're born with a sinful nature because we're born spiritually separated from God, who is the source of life. And thus we're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. That's why we must put our faith and trust in Christ. Only through him can we become spiritually alive. John 3:6 says, That which is born of the flesh, which is physical birth. Then it states, That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spirit of man, the spiritual part of man. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. That's what new birth is all about, beloved. It has to do with a spiritual change that takes place within our spirit when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we acknowledge that we're a sinner, when we accept the fact that Christ died for our sins, that God made Jesus to be sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, God made Jesus to be sin for us. That is, he took our sin upon himself. He died as our substitute. He died in your place. He died in my place, that if we would put our faith and trust and accept him as our Savior, we could be given the gift of salvation and eternal life. And the Holy Spirit of God would move into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to cleanse us from sin, to give us eternal life, and to make our spirit his dwelling place, as 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us, that Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. For you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your spirit, in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Beloved, our spirit is where the Holy Spirit moves in to do the work of salvation, and that's where we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. You see, the Spirit is where we get our identity. You and I generally think that our identity has to do with the body. The police take the fingerprints of an individual when they break the law. They take the fingerprints because nobody has two fingerprints, and now they use the DNA, and they test an individual by DNA, and no one has the same DNA as another person. And so these are ways by which today man identifies other people, but that's not the way God identifies people. The Lord told Samuel over in 1 Samuel, look not on the outward appearance, for God sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. God sees our spirit. He looks at who we really are. And so, beloved, you're either a child of God or you're a sinner separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin. You're either a saint of God or you're a sinner. You see, when we accept Christ as Savior in our spirit, we become righteous. We previously discussed how that in our spirit we are justified, and that means just as if I'd never sinned. And so we're declared pure and clean and holy and righteous, and the Holy Spirit of God can then indwell our spirit and live in our spirit, because there we're pure and clean and we're righteous and we're just. Of course, in our flesh there dwells no good thing, we're told in Romans chapter 7, and one of these days we'll get into that study and see how that in our flesh is indwelling sin, and that's why this flesh has to die, because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. And so this old body has to die. But, beloved, I'm not going to die. I have eternal life. I'm going to live forever, because Christ has sent His Spirit into my spirit and has given me the gift of eternal life. Well, that's another wonderful benefit that we have. If Jesus had not come, we would not have the gift of life eternal. So, we would have no peace with God if Jesus had not come. Isaiah 17:20 says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. We used to live in the Hawaiian Islands for some 23 years. We lived there in Hawaii. We were missionaries to the Hawaiian Islands and went there to help establish some churches and some works there and win some people to Jesus. And so, while we were there, there would be storms that would come in, and we'd go out to the north shore and we'd see huge waves come pounding in on the north shore. And that's when the people would go out to water ski on the water, because they would ride the waves in, and they would get on their surfboards and they would surf in. Not water ski. Water ski is a different thing. You'd use a surfboard, and they would surf in on the surfboard and would ride the waves in. And those huge, gigantic waves sometime would go up to 30 feet high as they would come rolling in on the north shore. But they had to be careful. It was a dangerous thing, because also there was debris that came washing in. And one wave after another would keep coming in and pounding the north shore. Well, the Lord says that's the way the wicked are. The ungodly are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, constantly wave after wave after wave continuing to come in, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. We'd see all kinds of debris. Sometime we'd see even trees that had washed up. No telling how far those trees had washed across the ocean and were flung up on the bank of the shore. The wicked are like that, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace saith my God, to the wicked. You see, beloved, the ungodly do not have peace. That's why they're looking for peace. That's why they try all kinds of things, trying to find something that will fill the emptiness of their life. That's why there's so many false religions out there, because men try to devise something to believe in. They don't want to accept the truth because Satan has blinded the hearts and minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them and they should be saved, we're told in the book of 2 Corinthians. And so their eyes are blinded to the truth, beloved. I believe it's chapter 4. Their eyes are blinded to the truth. And so they try this, and they try that, and they try something else. They try illicit sex. They try drugs. They try alcohol. They try false religion. I remember when we were in Hawaii, we would take people to visit the different temples, the different false religions. And as we would go to the different temples of the different false religions, we'd see somebody offering incense and burning incense in this temple. And then we'd go to another temple, and there would be the same person in that temple burning incense there and offering an offering there. They were trying to get insurance, beloved. They were trying to find something that would fill the emptiness and bring peace to their troubled soul. Beloved, there is no peace with God for man except through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is the way of peace. Without Jesus, there would be no peace for man with God. Man would not be at peace with God, because Jesus Christ came that we might have peace with God, and that we might be restored to fellowship with God. And Philippians 4:6-7 speaks of the peace of God. Not only can we have peace with God, but we can have the peace of God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, the peace of God. Oh, how wonderful is that peace that Jesus gives. The peace of God to enable you to have peace in the midst of storm, in the midst of trouble. Oh, beloved, listen. Join us in the next broadcast, and we'll share a little about the peace of God. Till then, goodbye.